It was the year that they bought the horse and sold the cow. Of course, that's how they recorded major events in the family Bible some 90 years ago in a small village outside of Beirut, Lebanon. At that time, there was a young boy living in this village, the oldest of 8 children. He awoke every morning before dawn to pick grapes for his father to make wine that would be sold in the market. When done with his early morning work, this boy studied his letters and numbers in a one-room schoolhouse. Under the tutelage of missionaries, he learned about his country's divided government, about democracy, and about the great promise of America. In that schoolhouse, he imagined a better life. Through hard work and determination, he eventually traveled to the United States and became a citizen. In America, anything would be possible. This story, not unlike the story of thousands of other immigrants, is the story of my grandfather. But so too, it is the story of our founder's imagination. America is one of the greatest political experiments of all time. Long before there was the United States, there was an idea, an imagined government of the people, by the people, and preeminently for the people. Our democracy, founded on the idea that political power emanates from the consent of the governed, offers the promise of limitless opportunity for all people. This is the dream that my grandfather vowed to achieve all those years ago. At the time of the Constitutional Convention in 1787, it is reported that one onlooker asked James Madison what the founders had created. Madison replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." Upholding our American democracy is not an easy task. As Madison cautioned, our republic would be tested. Today, we confront challenges presented by an unrelenting global pandemic. In the headlines, we see many who have achieved vast economic prosperity juxtaposed with huddled masses seeking a new home in America. We see cities across the country erupt with protests, searching for equality and demanding justice. Indeed, today we see the very metal of our democracy, heated by highly charged political partisans, pulling and twisting on the framework envisioned by our founders. While these may seem to be turbulent times, our struggles now are in keeping with the tensions our country has experienced in the course of her glorious and marked history. Whether the founders battled to create a republic, the long journey to the civil rights movement and the Voting Rights Act on the road to equality, or the scars earned in theaters of war around the globe as our soldiers fought against terror and for democracy. All these points of tension and extreme political debate are the very proof of our country's strength, the proof that the founders' vision endures. Our founders' America was born of disparate ideas and designed to withstand the strain of disparate views. As the French diplomat and political scientist Alexis de Tocqueville noted, the greatness of America lies not in being more enlightened than any other nation, but rather in her ability to repair her faults. Our America is not perfect, but our nation is continually evolving. In our democracy of, by, and for the people, with effort, a person's dreams and aspirations can be their reality. It is in the striving to achieve the great promise of opportunity envisioned by the founders that so many have enjoyed the bounty set at the table of democracy. My grandfather earned his medical degree and served thousands of patients in his adopted homeland before he passed away earlier this year. He loved America and all she represented. The founders' experiment of political power creating opportunity for the people, a true democracy, endures to this day. This is my grandfather's experiment, the experiment of my generation, and the experiment of generations to come. As we continue to advance this political experiment together, and as we imagine our future, the America envisioned by the founders is ours to keep and ours to achieve.